Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send the scenarios in, just like this person did. Hello, Invasion. I'm a high school student here in the Metroplex. I go to a private school that is chapel right before lunch every school day. Chapel is scheduled to end by 12:25 with lunch starting at 12:30. But recently they have started keeping us past the bell in chapel because there have been some days that they keep us 10 or even 15 minutes into our 25 minute lunch. Me and a few other students have started leaving chapel at the bell, even though they aren't necessarily done yet. Don't get me wrong. I love that we have chapel and I enjoy it. But when they cut into our lunchtime, it annoys a lot of people. It already has a 50 minute time slot every day. And I feel like they shouldn't have a problem with time. While none of us have necessarily gotten into trouble for leaving early yet, I get side eyes and dirty looks from staff. I wanted to hear y'all's opinion on who's at fault here. Thanks.
So apparently they don't get in trouble for listening to the radio during school either, since it's a high school student writing into this segment.
I love it.
Is this my son?
Keep on listening.
Legend.
Is it your son?
He somehow listens during class sometimes. I don't know how.
So you have a missed time chapel as well?
And he goes to a private school that would have chapel. Dig into this and find out when I pick him up to date.
I do feel like if you only have 25 minutes for lunch, we need to have...
That's a little ridiculous.
Definitely.
To go.
And then yes. You're going 10 or 15 minutes past right. The bell. Plus, we need to walk out. I'm hungry.
If you're having chapel every day, come on.
I will say this.
Let's make it shorter.
This goes right in line with how schools deal with lunch in general, because my wife's a teacher, and so she has the exact same amount of time as the kids have for lunch, right? But she also then has to take them to and from the cafeteria, so mark off another 10 minutes on that whole thing. Just in general, we need more time for lunch than 25 minutes.
We really do.
Gotta have more than that.
Man, that was such the greatest time in school.
So much fun.
When you had your set table and you knew where you were going every day and sitting who you're sitting with, man, it was the absolute best.
Hanging out with the best people.
Yeah, man. Lunch do you get? That was the first thing you asked.
Lunch do you have?
Yeah, you gather in the hallways throughout the first period on the first day. What lunch did you get? Yeah, B lunch. Oh, me too, man. Let's go.
You ever get up to too much trouble and have to clean the cafeteria?
No.
Yeah, I got in some trouble for a speech I made in the cafeteria once.
I flung some corn at a girl. They didn't like that at all.
Is that your way of telling her that you liked her?
No, we were very, very much enemies. She'd been talking trash earlier, so I said, hey, Caitlin, flink, and hit her right in the glasses.
Why are you wasting delicious corn?
It was bad corn day. It was when, you know how they get a little too hard, like they didn't cook all the way? It was those.
Man, so you threw pebbles at her, basically.
All right. Kind of.
Jeez. We originally had hour lunch in high school.
An hour?
That changed by the time the end of the first semester came around because there were so many fights because they realized that we all
That's
just had too much time.
That's a long time, yeah.
Oh, man, I saw some really good fights.
I was always jealous of the schools that had off-campus lunch.
Yeah, we had off-campus when I got to be a senior.
That was us.
Yeah, you could do that as a senior.
Yeah, we were
right across the street from the Plaza of the Americas. So you could creep out if you wanted to as a sophomore. None of the freshmen really did it because you really didn't have any money to do it. But, man, what was the restaurant over there in the Plaza? I want to say it was called Hamby's.
Hams.
Where you can go get a burger.
That's an awesome name for a hamburger.
I think it was
restaurant.
Hamby's, yeah. And it was another restaurant over there where you can go and get some food. Other than that, there weren't a lot of really close fast food places you can walk to go.
Yeah,
get,
you couldn't walk anywhere
to go get lunch around my school.
But I was a senior the year Taco Bell opened in Rockwall, so that was like, oh my god,
big
we
player.
Got Taco Bell.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
that was awesome. And one day, it wasn't every day, because you know how you would have like Tuesday, Thursday, whatever schedule, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday was different. And I can't remember which was which, but one set, my off period was attached to lunch. So instead of getting off campus, I did have off campus lunch, but it was still only 30 minutes. But on one of those, like Tuesday, Thursdays, I had like an hour and a half.
Lucky.
Because I didn't have to come back because my off period was right there.
I never had an off period in school.
Really?
No, I mean, I would leave to go to work
when
I was a senior and last part of my junior year, but not a period where you could just chill.
Senior, never in the middle of the day. I think they would let you pick whatever period you wanted it to be, but you were like, you got your choice and you could have up to two. And I remember senior year, I took AP psychology and a math class because I didn't want to fall out of math. Well, the first semester, decided AP psychology wasn't for me anymore. So we had first and seventh period off. So I just did the middle, middle part of the day.
Very nice.
My specialty in high school was banking. Surprise. No way. Fifth and sixth period was banking. I had a seventh period history class. But when I got a job, all right, you go usually in the time when you have the specialty to go work. But my history teacher would not let me get out of the seventh period history class. So I had to go to work, walk back to school to go take seventh period history, and then go back to work for the rest of the junior year. That was
back in your day.
It was not. Yeah, and I was walking
uphill
700 miles barefoot through snow and everything just to go back to history class.
Shards of glass.
It's amazing you made it all the way here.
I know. Respect. Respect me.
All right, so back to this one.
Google
me,
bitch.
The chapel school is the jerk.
School is definitely a jerk, and if I'm hungry, which I know everyone is at that time, you leave right when the bell happens. I don't care what's going on. Put the church finger up like we would do in our church, because if you hold one finger up when you walk out, the Lord will excuse you in whatever is going on.
Unless
remember that.
This causes whoever emailed you to have their mom call their dad, then just try to help your dad out and make his life easier. You know what I'm talking about?
I park in a parking lot in Fort Worth right in the middle of my parking space. They didn't put a space between theirs and A, and it looks like Teresa. There's a car to my right. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is from a phone. So there is a car to my right that was already way over the line into my space. By me parking normally, they may not be able to get into their car. Am I the jerk for parking normally and not finding another parking space?
Am I the jerk for parking normally?
Yeah, teach them a lesson.
No.
Especially if you drive something that you don't mind getting a little door ding on.
100%.
Like, you're just teaching everybody lessons.
Yeah. Learn how to park.
Because I think it's less... I think these days, it's less about people parking, like, full on to one side of it, and more that they're just so crooked that, like, they were able to get out with enough space because of the way they parked in the space, but now the person on their right or left can't get in or out of their car because of their crookedness.
Not with you. I don't like the door ding. I don't care about anything else, but if it's my spot, then I'm going to have to park there. That's on you, because it's mine. All right, long-time listener, first-time jerk. I was checking out at a well-known foodie grocery store. The grocery store is always slammed, but it has both self-checkout and traditional checkout lines. I have three kids, so I had a massive cart full of stuff. So I went into a traditional checkout line. The lady checking me out was really nice and kind of cute, and we had a good chat while she checked me out. As I was getting ready to pay and she was sacking my groceries, she told me to download the grocery store's phone app because there were coupons that could save me some money on my large grocery haul. I quickly pulled out my phone and moved as quickly as possible to download the app, create an account, and add the coupons to my account. About this time, I heard a huff in line behind me as I saw a woman in her 70s with a single item. The old lady looked at me and said, "Can you just pay already?" I explained that the checkout woman was being really sweet and helping me to get some money off. The shopper then loudly exclaimed to anyone who could hear, "This place used to have great customer service. It's a shame that they now are so inconsiderate of people's time." Offended that she would speak to my checkout girl like that, I said sarcastically, "I hope you have a lovely new year," which she did not appreciate.
Yeah.
During this time, I finally had my coupons ready to scan. The checkout girl tried to scan it, and it failed.
Oh, no.
She politely said, quick sec, I'm going to have to get the manager to come by to give you the value that you have on your app."
All right. This got even better.
It's about 20 bucks. At this point, the old lady says, "I'll just give you whatever you're getting in cash so you'll get the hell out of here."
Done. Sold. I would have taken that immediately.
I politely said, "Look, I'll be out of your hair in one sec." 1 minute later, the manager had approved my $20 credit, and I was on my way. I turned back to the old lady and said, "I just saved you 20 bucks. Learn to be a kind human." All in all, it probably added about 5 minutes to my checkout.
Nice.
Am I the jerk for taking too long to check out and save some cash? Or is she the jerk for being rude and not going to the empty self-checkout? For the record, I would have never done the coupon download if the checkout lady hadn't encouraged me to do it.
Yeah, doing it in the thing when there's somebody behind you.
That's pretty inconsiderate.
Yeah.
That's a little jerk move.
But it's offered up.
He didn't know. And we're trying to move as quickly as we can.
And it might be one of those, "Hey, you know, I'm going to download that and I'll make sure to use it the next time I'm in here."
And I'm not saying he has to do this, but if she really has one item, throw it on my thing.
Or be like,
if you're that upset about it, just throw it on my thing.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. Yeah. That's a really good move that will smooth everything over.
Diffuse.
I'll buy your item. That was on me. I messed up. Unless it's a bottle of Dom Perignon or something.
Right. Well, unless that extra 20 bucks I saved doesn't cover it.
Because you could have told her, like, hey, I'm sorry, it's taking me a second, but the self-checkout's open and be real quick for you.
Ooh, boy, I don't know.
The way she was talking?
That would be one. Two would be, maybe I'll just throw it on my thing. And three is like, look, lady, they offered this to me.
If you're trying to direct me to a self-checkout when you're taking your sweet time, in my opinion, that will probably make me a little bit more upset.
Isn't that the point of the self-checkout, though? Is it's quicker, and if you have less items, you'll get through there?
Oh, there are some people that don't want to even bother with the self-checkout. They like the human contact of, hey, scan my item, I'll pay for it, let's go.
That lady doesn't seem like she likes human contact.
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Try all these nuts. Please do that, too.
Maybe we'll try that.
Maybe that's what she needed.
I can kind of see her perspective a bit, though.
I
get it. It's offered up. But I do have this one item. I'm not saying I'm just in this rush, but then you're creating this account. And then when you try to scan the coupons, it doesn't work. And it's like, okay, when is this thing going to end?
Yeah, when the coupons don't scan, that's when I probably, if I'm the lady standing behind, I'll make a little audible noise at that point. I just want you to know that I'm getting a little frustrated with the situation, and I get that.
It sucks that she went to the one grocery store on Earth that only has the one checkout lane that she had to stay in.
Does she feel like she had other options?
No, hang on. I will pick the wrong line, so I can kind of feel her pain. Like, there may be multiple lines out there, and you know me.
I do.
I pick the absolute wrong line.
It is impressive.
Every single time, whether it's a gas station, grocery store, if I'm trying to get in and out of anything that has a convenience where you have to go pay, and there are multiple lines, I'm picking the one with the longest wait. It's just who I am. So if you think maybe that one only had one, there was others with two or three, okay, it's just one guy, let's go. And then you have to scan coupons and then create this account and do all this other stuff.
Then she had to stay behind him. She couldn't have gotten out and gone to another line or gone to self-checkout. She had to stay right there and wait. So I feel bad for her. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel like my man here had a little bit of a jerk attitude towards him. It's a little bit. I get it. He wouldn't have downloaded it if the cashier didn't say anything, but maybe that is a next time type of thing.
Yeah.
And you're not thinking about how you are kind of inconveniencing the person behind you.
Well, and if she's maybe back there huffing and puffing already,
it gets offered, and then
maybe he's kind of playing into it a little bit.
That'll probably make me go a little bit slower.
Which makes him more jerky.
Sure.
See, it does. As soon as she offered, I will just give you the cash. I immediately be like, all right, let's go.
I'm doubling down now.
Where's the cash?
But then that means that don't worry about the coupons. Just take the 20 and roll out.
Yeah, but now you have the app and you can use it the next time.
Coupons for later.
Right. And you got 20 bucks from some random person just because they were so pissed off. I think that'd be great.
She wanted to get a thing of grapes or something. That's all she wanted. She wanted to just run in and get some prune juice.
I am really curious what that one item was.
I do too.
I want to know.
It's like a 12-pack of Magnums.
Okay. She went to the grocery store.
They sell those at grocery stores.
Facts.
Thank you. Have you never seen those at grocery stores? You don't go to those aisles.
I don't look for them, Matt. And of course, I'm not going to look for the Magnums. Why would I do that? That's ridiculous. Hot dog down a hallway.
Oh, goodness. They have like little thimble covers. You're like, oh, that'll work.
That's more like it. Just kind of start scanning. All right, it's 10:11. That's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. Every single Thursday at 9:55. So submit one, and maybe we'll have yours on next week.